Yeah, Michael just talking about the plan to build a World Trade Center. That's right, folks, a World Trade Center just adjacent to the Perth CBD. Neil Kidd is one of the proponents. He's Director of Business Development for the World Trade Center based here in Perth. He joins me on the line right now. G'day, Neil. How are you?
Yeah, well, thanks, Simon.
Yeah, good to talk to you. For our listeners today, tell us, what is this plan and how long has it been in the offing for you?
Yeah, Simon, the group's been in Perth now. We've held the licence for Perth for some 4 years. Just a bit of background on the group. It's a company based in Cyprus. And essentially we own the licence for 15 World Trade Centres, primarily across the Middle East and North Africa. Mm-hmm. We also control the licence for Perth, and we more recently, in fact last week, secured a licence in China as well.
What does that mean, Neil? You have the licence for those World Trade Centres, 15 of them as you say. Are some of those complete and built and are being used and occupied?
They are indeed. All of them are operational. It's interesting question you're asking. There's two elements to a World Trade Center. I mean, essentially the purpose of a World Trade Center is to facilitate global trade. That's the charter of the group. Mm-hmm. The World Trade Center Association issues licenses for the World Trade Center brand. They're currently headquartered in New York. So there are two types of World Trade Center. It's not a franchise. It's a brand, and the brand is different wherever you go. One name, but different things to all people. So essentially, the two types of World Trade Center are one where there is with no property associated, and another where there is property associated. In our case, as a group, we tend to operate where there's property associated because they're far more successful globally.
All right. Interesting. Neil, what is the plan for this actual... Tell us about the bricks and mortar with regard to this plan.
Yeah. Can we talk about the... Everyone wants to talk about the box that the shoe comes in, but Simon, the reality is it's actually
the shoe. You
want to
talk about the shoe, yeah.
I want to talk about the shoe.
So why Perth? Why would you set up a global trade facilitation business development area in Perth? What's Perth got to offer?
Well, you know, as a born and bred West Australian, the first question out of my mouth was exactly that when I met this group some 3 years ago. And the response was really interesting because in Perth we tend to be quite insular and we don't register a few things, namely that 20% of the world's population is sitting in our time zone, in our northern neighbours, the exact same time zone.
Yep.
3 hours west of us and 2 hours east of us, 80% of the world's population is sitting there. Mm-hmm. 8 hours from London, 12 hours from New York, and our three top trading partners are China, Japan, and the ASEAN nations. And now I'll ask you the question, why not Perth?
Good
it's
pitch.
It's the most logical location.
Yeah, fair, fine. That all adds up beautifully. I guess inevitably, I suppose the World Trade Center, yes, you're saying it's a brand and it's a shoe with inside a box, but the box itself is now world famous and sadly for reasons that we know about the World Trade Center attack, the 9/11 attack as it's now called. Is it a brand that has a negative connotation because it is associated with those famous buildings in New York, in Manhattan?
No, not at all. Look, the building was something within which the brand operated. I think everybody, my immediate reaction when somebody talked to me about the World Trade Center was in fact that it had been knocked down. The reality of this brand is that there are over 330 centers in 91 countries. Mm-hmm. That was an unfortunate incident.
Mm, sure.
But it wasn't defining for the brand. Currently, as we speak, in the USA, where this originated, there are 40 centres, World Trade Centres. In China, in the last 4 years, they've developed 46 World Trade Centres, and China is embracing the World Trade Center network as its means of engaging with the rest of the world. They see this as a mechanism that's a safe mechanism, that's a known mechanism for actually embracing the rest of the world.
Yeah, sure.
And so that, so no damage to the brand.
To the brand and the associations with that terrible attack. If you'd like to call us, listeners, please do 922-11-882. What do you think of this idea? It's a way of facilitating trade in the region. That's what Neil Kidd is talking about. If you look Neil up on the internet, you can see that he's been involved in brokering and I suppose facilitating trade in the area. And I'm talking to Neil Kidd. If the bricks and mortar part of what you do gets the go ahead, Neil, where will it be? And tell my listeners what you think it may look like.
Okay. Two components to it at the moment. What was announced this morning is that we've moved from stage one to stage two of the unsolicited bid process. That process initially, the first stage is where we go to the government and say to them, hey, look, we've got an idea for a parcel of land you have. Would you like to have a dance? They then decide whether, in fact, we're credible, whether, in fact, the proposal has merit, and whether, in fact, there are any showstoppers. Mm-hmm. The next phase is where we decide where the dance is going to be and what the dance is actually going to be. That's the phase we've just moved to.
All right.
What we put forward to the government was that we will do a development on top of the railway line between Pier Street, Wellington Street, Barrack Street and Rose Street, mm-hmm. roughly 1.8, 1.9 hectares of land.
Yep.
Since putting that proposal forward to the government in February of this year, we've acquired a further hectare, almost a hectare of land at 30 Beaufort Street, the old Minor Mega Mart site.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Our next phase of negotiations with the government for the acquisition of the government's railway land, on which we'll put a box that we can then build on, we will integrate that land into our proposals for 30 Beaufort Street. So the very next phase of negotiation with government will be, how do we actually integrate these two sites?
Mm. Neil, is it inevitably, because the Premier put this out today, the Premier of WA, who's in election mode, this will be seen as part of that mix. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for you? Would the people do view some of these big blue sky projects somewhat cynically during an election campaign? Is it good or bad for the concept to be part of an election campaign?
Oh, look, we would always prefer that it's not part of an election campaign, but I think this thing transcends politics, to be perfectly honest with you, Simon. I was in China last week. There's no doubt that the Chinese have embraced the World Trade Network as their way of engaging the world. The reality is that we are an apolitical group. This isn't, from our point of view, about elections. We are in the process of briefing the opposition, and we will deal with the government of the day. I don't believe, in my heart of hearts, that any government would stop a project of this nature. In China, they regard the World Trade Center network as the UN of trade, the yeah. United Nations of trade.
All right.
So I, this is not about politics at all.
Where's the closest one to us? Is there one in Singapore or Sydney or Melbourne or...?
There's one in Melbourne, but it's inactive. Mm-hmm. So I would think north of us is the most active.
Yeah,
being,
all right.
Singapore.
All right, Neil. Thank you for talking to us today. Good luck, and nice of you to talk to us on 6PR today.
You're very welcome, and we look forward to bringing it to Perth.
Yeah, take care. Neil Kidd, the Director of Business Development for the World Trade Centre. So I didn't know that. I must admit, I thought the World Trade Centre was a building. But it's a group of, well, it's a business development notion, concept, structure, if you like, and it's sometimes housed in a building and sometimes it's not. What do you reckon? 922-11-882. It's not like the zoo out at Bullsbrook, the free range zoo. It's not an election announcement. It's something different, and it probably explains why we weren't able to get any politicians to talk about it on the program today. They have received an unsolicited bid, which is a government term for a project, for a concept. And the government are broadly supportive. It's moved from stage one to stage two. Jess Strutt, who is pretty clever, one of my colleagues and in the political media here in Perth, has pointed out that in 2014, the Premier was only mildly supportive of a World Trade Centre concept or framework. But I guess it works. It shows that you're thinking long term during an election campaign, doesn't it?